Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And another one with great admiration for Colin Powell, with a heroic track record himself, Lieutenant General William Pagonis. General, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
A pleasure having you, sir. Describe your relationship with Colin Powell, please.
I think we first met when I was a major and he was a colonel. He was working in the Pentagon. And then we followed up when he was a brigadier general. I was a colonel at Fort Carson, Colorado for about a year. Then, of course, the Gulf War, when he was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I did some work with him when he was Secretary of State. So I've known him for most of his career.
Describe him for me, sir, please.
Well, among generals, the one trait they always want to have or be called is a soldier's general. General Powell set the standard for that. His first concern always when I would talk to him in the Gulf War, and he was over there quite a bit, by the way, at least every 2-3 weeks, and the president would come with him, not even tell anybody that they were in country. And I would have to brief him on the logistical effort, and he would always say to me, how are the troops doing? Do we have a hospital set up? Are we offloading the rations? Are they getting A rations, which is other than the typical MR meals ready to eat? His always concern was that. And even in a combat situation, I don't know if you remember, he insisted we have a 3-to-1 advantage. He always felt we needed to have a 3-to-1 advantage, 3 soldiers to every enemy soldier. That was kind of hard in the Gulf War because they had 4 million soldiers. But then you got to put in the technical aspect of it. And I think a lot of people wanted to attack up in Saddam Hussein in Kuwait way before we did it. And he said, no, we're going to have the bombing, soften the targets, and then we'll send our men and women in. That's the kind of guy he was, and great leadership ability. He mentored me for a long time, and when I would go the wrong path, he'd give me a call and give me some guidance, and I always appreciated it.
I admired his leadership skills and his ability to tell the truth and his indignance or indifference to the criticism he took. He always stayed the path, did he not, sir?
Yeah, he'll take a punch. He used to always tell me, a good general takes a punch and doesn't overreact and blame anything on anybody else, period. And I remember once he said to me, you're going to get credit for things you didn't even do, and you're going to get blamed for stuff you had nothing to do with. And that's just part of being a general or a leader in the military, and you have to learn how to accept it. It doesn't do any good if things are messed up and screwed up and difficult. And instead of trying to solve it, all you do is try to find out, well, who screwed it up, who tried to blame somebody. But then the troops don't understand it at all. The troops say, hey, you're in charge. You know, that's it. And that was his theme. And by the way, he did a great job at the State Department. When he took over the State Department, the condition of the professional State Department people living all around the world with their families was very miserable. And he called me and we discussed the logistics of it and the housing and how to get better food to them, because normally had to eat food. It was brought into them by plane. They tried to eat indigenous food where countries they were in, but that was always possible. But he did a great job at the State Department, in addition to knowing what he was doing in getting taken care of the State Department's people.
Lieutenant General William Pagonis. Lieutenant, I got to ask you a question, General, about yourself. Is this story accurate that you were the first American to arrive in Saudi Arabia and then, in fact, you slept two nights in the back of your rented Chevy? Is that true, sir?
Well, it is a little embellished. I got there with four people I had was able to pick. The Guard and Reserve do a remarkable job today. If it wasn't for how outstanding they are, we would have never been able to stay in Afghanistan for 20 years, which was too long anyways. But during my time, the Guard and Reserve ended up working for me, and it was the first time we integrated the Guard, Reserve, and the active duty. And there was a reserve unit that was supposed to come into the theater to handle logistics, and they were trained for it. They had speaking people, Arabic-speaking individuals, but they needed 100 days to get ready to be deployed. And Schwarzkopf said, hey, we got 24 hours here. And I'll never forget it. He said, okay, you go over there and start using host nation trucks and buses and get places for troops to sleep. And when I arrived, 5,000 troops were arriving every day, and we didn't have a building or a headquarters, because remember, Saudi Arabia was a closed country. And so one of my guys who was with me, we rented a truck, and we would sleep in the bed of the truck at night, which is not bad in the desert. And we worked out of that truck for almost a month before I finally was able to grab a building and set up a headquarters and got big Bedouin tents that we put up. And I was sort of the last guy to leave. When the war was over, I came home to Pittsburgh for the welcome home parade. Schwarzkopf allowed me to pick up my wife, and he said, get back here. You're going to stay and send everything home.
Wow.
Remember, the Soviet Union had disbanded. So we left 2,000 tanks, 2,500 helicopters, 150,000 wheel vehicles all in the middle of the desert because there was no enemy threat. And we had to get 5,000 a day in reverse. That was the deal that President Bush made with King of the Saudi Arabia, that we would get out of that thing as soon as the war was over. And so everything had to be clean. I didn't know that sand harbors a disease. And the Agriculture Department showed up with the Secretary of Agriculture himself saying, hey, everything has to be washed. Well, all this equipment's 2,000 miles into the desert, kilometers into the desert.
My goodness.
And it was a young soldier from Pennsylvania. When I started out, I had four people. I ended up with about 70, 80,000 before it was over, another 20,000 contractors. But I remember at the time, I had about eight, nine generals working for me, and I kept saying, how are we going to wash all this stuff, keep it clean, load it on the ships? We'll be here forever. So the Pentagon gave us 2 years. And we were going to stay there for 2 years, clean everything and get it back and speed it up if there was a crisis somewhere in the world, which fortunately for us, there was not. And a young soldier from the National Guard, and I can't remember his name, I wish I could. I was out in the desert visiting with troops where I mainly liked to stay. I hardly stayed in my office. And I was talking to a bunch of young soldier sergeants, and I said, how would you guys clean this stuff? They said, oh, that won't be a problem. We'll dig a big hole, put a rubber coating in it. We'll build racks for the vehicles to drive up on. We'll spray them and clean them, then drive them onto a truck and drive the truck down to the shore, set up fire trucks, have them drive through the fire trucks for a final washing, and then have the inspection. And I said, yeah, but we'll run out of water. He said, no, that's the beauty of it. The rubber will capture the water. We'll send it for our reverse osmosis units, which we never used because we had bottled water. And he said, we'll reuse the water. So we got it done in 6 months.
General.
And it wasn't me. It was just the troops.
With Colin Powell, did he ever tell you why he had really a little bit of disinterest in running for president? Why he had disdain for that? Or that might even be the wrong word, sir. He just didn't want to...
We talked about that several times. Remember, I think Senator Hines was killed in a plane crash.
Yes.
It was doing either right before or during the Gulf War, wasn't it? I can't remember the day. And they had asked Powell and then they asked Schwarzkopf, and neither one wanted to be involved in politics. And Schwarzkopf told him, well, Gus is from Pennsylvania, and I didn't want to be involved in it when he talked to me. And when we were neighbors, we would talk about it. He said, no, I'm not a politician. I'm a soldier, and I'm a soldier first, and that's all I want to do. And his wife never really was thrilled about him wanting to be in politics. And so He didn't do it.
Mm. Did you know he had blood cancer, sir? Did you know he was sick?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he and I talked about it. He's had it several years.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great battle for him, but he did very well with it until this couldn't be corrected anymore.
Lieutenant General William Begonis, it's a pleasure, sir. I'm so grateful to hear your voice and really thankful to have you. Thank you, sir. Fantastic.
Hey, you're welcome. Good luck.
Great, great stuff. Man, don't you love those stories? Fantastic stuff. Triple A traffic, brought to you by the power of Bowser. Hey, Kath.
Hi, Marty. And we still have crews working with an accident in Butler County, and this is on the southbound side of 79. About 3.5 miles before you get to 422, the Butler Newcastle interchange, just north of that. So just to watch for a lane restriction, some slow moving traffic. We also have crews doing work over on the Neville Island Bridge again today, northbound side of 79 there. So watch for some slowing traffic. Also 70 on the eastbound side between Dunningsville and Bentleyville. We have crews working there with a lane restriction. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 1025. From the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center, I'm Kathy Berkman on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
So, you know this, Rob Pierce is one of my go-to guys. And I'll tell you what, we talked last week about the Fair Labor Standards Act, right? The Fair Labor Standards Act. Look, you have the legal right as a worker to be paid fairly. You understand? And you have the legal right to be paid time and a half for overtime. Rob Pierce is ready to take that fight on for you, especially now when folks are getting sideways about what they're being paid, what their overtime is, why they're not being compensated. Rob Pierce is ready to represent you in the Fair Labor Standards Act. Rob Pierce says, don't go it alone. They have the experts. They have 40 years of history at this. 412-281-7229. Let Rob Pierce fight for your wages. Seriously. 412-281-7229. Rob Pierce and Associates.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.